We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
As NFL draft week begins, just how big is this Bears draft compared to others either you have covered or can remember? Is all of it just talk, or it's more real, or is it more exaggerated?
I think overall, just in terms of the organization, the draft is the next big thing, and it feels like it is monumental. And I think you have to go back. And we're projecting a bit. We're looking at what the Bears have done to the roster and what they're capable of doing once they add these pieces. And it feels like, in terms of hope, I'm not sure that there's been this much real hope surrounding the Bears organization since maybe 2019. That's the last time you could feel it. But this feels even more real or justified in terms of that, because that was kind of snuck up on everybody. This feels like it's been planned and strategized and orchestrated. You go back to maybe in terms of like the 2006, 2007 time, coming out of the 2006 season after the Super Bowl appearance, everybody thought the Bears were on the verge of going back and maybe winning one. So I think it's been a long time for a team that hasn't had a playoff victory since 2011. There's a lot of hope. In terms of history, you're making history by drafting Caleb Williams. You think you're going to make more because of his arrival. It makes you feel like this is big in terms of significance. You go back to the NFC Championship game that they won. You go back to hiring Lovie Smith, which was huge. I think that those are big moments in Bears history, and Thursday night represents, I think, another one that's going to one day stack up to those other ones. That's why we're having this sense of anticipation. That's why this feels like it is so much fun. That's why you want to be there and watching and participating and just not missing a moment of anything that is said or anything that you see on Thursday night. So, yeah, this is as good as it gets. This is as big of a draft that I can remember. And I don't know that it measures up to any one draft in terms of anticipation. Maybe the one where I think it's bigger than Trubisky, the move up. It's bigger than Justin Fields. In terms of drafts, I can't think of one that I've covered that's any bigger.
No, nothing's been bigger. You've got two picks in the top 10 in a draft that looks really good on paper, at least on the offensive side of things. There's a lot of people that can score touchdowns in this draft. So the hype is real. Now, what they do with the hype. I mean, Mully, you mentioned this in the first segment of the show this morning. You know, how many Mondays after today will not be with Caleb Williams? I mean, is this a five-year run? It's an 8-year run. Is it a 10-year run that Caleb Williams is QB1 for the Bears every Monday morning for how long after this one? I think that's what is so impactful about this, because this is a league all about the quarterback. It's all about that. So that's why I think this is so huge. And then what you might pair with him at number 9.
Yeah, I think, Dustin, that is the thing. You know, when the kid says he wants to play 20 years, good God, that sounds great, doesn't it? I think what you're looking forward to is the next decade. I think what you're looking forward to is how his career plays out, how much better you have to get. You know, the reality is that they're going to take Caleb Williams, and this is a huge, huge moment. This is their biggest draft since, frankly, last year. Last year's draft, they had the number one pick. They traded it awful early, but you knew they had gotten all sorts of stuff. And they went into that draft, and there was just a lot of kind of fun speculation about what they would do. You know, when Javon Carter was still there at 10 before they traded down, you thought, wow, like, they're going to wind up with the guy that they might have taken number one had they kept the pick. But it's just a super cool thing to have the second of the two first-round picks. So I think that it's a fait accompli that Caleb Williams is coming with the number one overall pick, and we've known that for a while. And the buildup to that, including the trade of Justin Fields, is telling you absolutely this is what's going to happen, and I think we've all known it for a very long time. So it's more kind of solving or just, you know, pulling that one through to fruition. And then you get a chance to watch a guy and feel like he's, as you said, David, he's entering. Normally you are the first pick and you're going to a really bad team and you're going to have to suffer for a while. But this could be 2 years running where you take the quarterback with the second pick, and all of a sudden you're in the playoffs. I think that there is that possibility here. And you know, the Bears still have a couple teams they got to jump, and we're not going to just push it forward. But this is a multiplier. This is going to be tons of fun to see how it works out. I think the second pick is just as fascinating, because there's so many different ways to go. And the idea that you can come out of this draft with two impact players, and that changes the way you think of how good this team is. The more blues you have, the better you are as an organization. And if you get the right players, then they're going to make everybody else look better anyway. So you may wind up with like 8 or 9 guys that you think are blues, because of the fact that you've got a pass rusher that can carry the whole line, because you got a couple of receivers maybe and a quarterback that can carry the offense. It's really a fun time to be a Bears fan.
So much fun when you get asked all kinds of questions and you're going to like every answer.
Yeah.
There's no wrong answer.
No, you're right.
There really is nothing they could do, I don't think, that could make people feel bad about this first round of the draft.
I think you should feel great about it. And even as you say, you know, if you trade, I mean, I don't want them to trade down. I'm like Dustin. I think that's the last one on my list of things. But if you did that and you pick up some more, you know, draft cap, they only have 4 picks, because they've already brought in Keenan Allen and Montez Sweat and Ryan Bates. They've already used their draft class is already half chosen, for God's sake.
It is. Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.